Hello, good morning. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll and we would like to include your opinions. Are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
And do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership? Yes, it is or no, it is not.
Oh, say that again.
Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Yes.
Yes, it is, okay. And a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored? Support or oppose?
Securely stored, yes.
Support. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe? Will you support or oppose?
It should have a lock on it.
Support?
Yes.
And will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked container or case?
It should all be locked.
Support?
Yes.
And a lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm, support or oppose?
I'm not, what is it again? The dogs are barking. I can't hardly hear you.
Sorry, a lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm, support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. And will you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Support or oppose?
Support.
A combination lock? Support or oppose?
A combination lock?
Any
kind of lock.
Support?
Support.
And the last one, a biometric the identifier such as fingerprint. Support or oppose?
What was that again?
A biometric
about a fingerprint?
Identifier. Yes, a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint. Support or oppose?
I don't even know what that is. What's a biometric?
A biometric identifier such as a fingerprint in the gun. Will you support or oppose?
Support.
And if a firearm is in a storage device, such a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded? What do you think?
It should be locked.
But the gun should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
I don't know.
What do you think? Should or should not?
Should.
And if a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it's equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? What do you think? It is secure or not? It is not secure.
I'm not sure.
But what do you
think? I just need to think about it.
Okay. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, so as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
It should be secured.
Support?
Yeah.
Okay, and we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your help. Your opinion is extremely important for us. Purchases of homes and cars.
Who are you calling for?
I'm sorry, what?
Who are you calling for?
Opinion Research, that's the name of the company. It's a national polling firm. And they're commenting, searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the security storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Support or oppose?
They need to be able to just look at it without the warrant.
So will you support or oppose that law?
Oppose.
And will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Support or oppose?
A support.
And the last three questions. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. And will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Support or oppose?
Support.
And the last three questions for statistical purposes only. In terms of your personal political party identification, would you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
And what is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
Over.
Thank you. And which one of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
Thank you. And regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Female.
And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is very important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.